Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 212 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 16th of March 2025. Hello everyone. Last week I was celebrating the restart of the Sunday class after 5 years, and so this week you'll get a feel for what we did. It's always difficult to plan for a class wherever you are when the numbers can be so fickle, so I usually have several plan Bs for every eventuality. We began with 2 5-couple sets and everyone keen to dance, so we started, as intended, with the simple jig by Jenny Bradley, 5-7-2, and danced it 10 times through. We had this dance a few weeks ago, as it was on the programme at the very first Sunday class on the 30th of January 2010, and we now dance it to Founder's Jig by Muriel Johnston's band on the Ladies of Duns cassette from 1995, when Marian Anderson often played with Muriel. Muriel Johnston's band played Daisy Ray of Duns by Muriel, Janet Stewart and The Empty Bird Box, both by Angus Cameron, and Bressé Sound by Sir Jimmy Shand. Now, given that I had 2 5-couple sets, I temporarily abandoned my programme and found some 5-couple dances. The first of these was The River Ness by Isla Henderson, published in the Inverness Diamond Collection, for which Colin Dewar and his band recorded the CD. This is possibly the first 5-couple set dance in which I registered how pleasing double-double triangles feels, and also reels of 3-4-3 across. With Colin playing, the dance doesn't seem rushed at all. Colin Dewar wrote the name tune for The River Ness and then followed it with Miss Forbes' Farewell to Banff by Isaac Cooper, The Cockle Gatherer, then Ian McKenzie's reel and Kathleen's reel, both by Andrew Rankin. At the class, we then danced a 5-couple Strathbay, Rannoch Moor by Roy Goldring. But later, when the numbers had changed a bit, we had the 3-couple Strathbay, City of Wisteria. This dance by Peter Marshall begins with a 3-couple Espagnol, where you lose your partner, but are reunited with them later in the 3-couple Burrell. This music is from the video of Peter Marshall at the Nico Dance Weekend in 2019, with Luke and Adam Brady playing. Luke Brady wrote Mayumi Strass Bay for City of Wisteria, commemorating the 15th anniversary of Cascabay Sugar Candy Scottish Dancing Group. Another dance on my list was by TSC follower John Allen Friend from Toronto, who first devised Old Brig or the Firth in 2014. He says it was devised upon the platform at North Queens Ferry Station, waiting for a train to Perth, delayed by an hour. The dance has been amended and tinkered with several times, but the version now on My Strass Bay is once set, cross right, cast off, and set advancing to turn about into double triangle position, dance crown triangles, and finish facing first corner, but corners pass and turn. Finish that on opposite sides, from man up, lady down, right hand teapot, ones pass right shoulder to own sides, and all set. John requested the Athol Highlanders, so here is Jim Lindsay playing Bobby Crowe's favourites and the Duke of Athol's reel.
Thank you.
That was Jim Lindsay playing Bobby Crowe's favourites. They don't have the CD in front of me, so other than the Athol Highlanders, I can't tell you the names of the tunes. Back to our five couple dances, and Tully Volan by Barry Priddy is interestingly different. Threes are the dancing couple, beginning by dancing in for double triangles. Bit of a theme developing here. Then a reel of four with their first corners, while the other dancers are in reels of three across at the ends. Reels of four with second corners, and again reels of three across at the ends for the other dancers. The progression is the challenge. All set, top four in twos, half right hand across, while fives cross left hand. Bottom four in twos, half left hand across, while twos cross right hand. All set. As with many of Barry Priddy's dances for which there are recordings, George Meikle provides the music. This from Highlander Music, Volume 10. George Meikle and the Lothian Scottish Dance Band played Sleep Soon in the Morning, Donald Blue, Jack Broke the Prison Door, Lassie's Trust in Providence, and John Spencer, UA Sound, for Tully Volan. We didn't have an 8x Strasbourg class, but on Monday I was teaching Set and Link for 3 to the Stamford class, so I thought of Gang the Same Gate by Milton Levy for today. The dance was published by the RSCDS in Book 36, and Alistair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band recorded the original LP and cassette for this in 1990. Master Hunter and his band played Mrs. Dalyell by Nathaniel Gow, Miss Ross by William Marshall, Lady Spencer Chichester, traditional, and Mary Carson by T. Sinclair Ray. A track which I have been enjoying from the latest Belfast CD, After the Rain, by Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band, is The Jersey Gals, an 8x40 jig. The dance, by Linda Harley, has a La Barat with corners, and we enjoyed dancing that on Sunday. Thank you. The lead tune for the Jersey Gals is The Bin Hoker, a slang term for someone who scavenges through bins, by Matthew Warrick. Then Marion played The Connaughtman's Rambles and two of her own tunes, Sam the Carrot-Eating Sealum and Stotting a Boot. After the tea break on Sunday, we lost a couple of dancers, so we're able to dance three couple dances, including the reel The Silver Penny Farthing by Jenny Bradley. This doesn't have its own recording, and this time I chose the Dewhursts track from Short and Sweet, which begins with 70 Seconds Farewell to Aberdeen. Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst played 70 Seconds Farewell to Aberdeen, Johnny Cope and Doorknock Links. A five-couple jig, which we didn't dance last Sunday, but I did the previous night at the Milton Keynes annual dance, where Ewan and Ian Robertson were playing, is their own Middle Tone Silver by Sue Pettit, another dance with double-double triangles in and corners pass and turn. The lead tune is Jan's Jig, which David Cunningham wrote for Jan Jones, who has been a leading light in Milton Keynes for a long time. Thank you. Jan's Jig is by David Cunningham, Mrs. Moira Haynes by Ian MacPhail, and Carm Oliver's Jig and Bobby Dunlop's Jig, both by John Hayes. Towards the end of the class, another dancer had to leave early, so we were down to 2 4-couple sets, so perfect numbers for the 4x40 Strathspey Return to St. Martin's by Bob Anderson. This dance has set, turn 3/4, half reel of 4, twice, to move all dancers halfway round the set. This dance also has a tourbillon in, so another challenge for the newer dancers at class, and a contrasting formation to the triangles, which we had a lot of. There is no recording for this, so I always use Belfast City Hall from the Belfast Diamond Jubilee CD by Marian Anderson's band, of course. track began with Aran View by George Fleming, and then followed three of Marion's own tunes, Peggy Spaggs, Marjorie Watson's Strathspey, and Fiona's Valentine. Our last dance on Sunday was Lock Fitty Jig by Alison Austin, an excellent dance which looks more complicated than it is because it flows so well. And the optional variation for second time through adds a dimension for more experienced dancers. Definitely a dance I hope to see much more of, and hopefully a recording for, as Ewan has written a tune for Alison for the dance. In the meantime, here are the Dewhursts again, this time with the Quarryman's Jig. Dewhurst's first Scottish CD, Crossing Borders, The Quarryman's Jig is by Charles Sherritt, and then three traditional tunes, John Bellon's Two-Step, Charlietown Two-Step, and The Joy of the Dance. I hope you've enjoyed this selection. If anyone is interested in receiving the Sunday Class News email, then just drop me an email either to amanda@radiogh.co.uk or to my Sunday Class email address, and I will add you to the circulation list. We will play out today with a waltz, Mountain Skies by Barbara McCohen, here played by Barbara and the Commonwealth Cayley Band. I'm sending best wishes to Barbara and Robert following the recent death of his mother. Hope you can join us again next week. Bye!